All right. I have us up and recording, sir. If you will, please state your full name and title for the record for me, please.
Bill White, with the Missouri Department of Conservation. I'm Chief of the Private Land Services Division.
Well, Bill, it's actually that department that I want to talk to you about, the Private Land Services Division. There was recently a Facebook post that caught my eye about work with landowners to transform their land. Tell us about that a little bit, if you will, please.
Well, we have approximately 50 staff scattered around the state that work with private landowners, providing assistance, working up plans for wildlife habitat, forest management, and similar services. And we do everything from wetlands to prairie to forest to helping with crop ground.
Well, I know in the post that I saw that, you know, it's a pretty picture, there are flowers there and that sort of thing. What are the benefits of that other than looking pretty? I know there's other reasons behind that.
Well, that particular landowner was interested in doing some bobwhite quail habitat. And with bobwhite quail, the more diversity you have in a planting, the better it is for quail. But that also benefits a myriad of other species, including deer, rabbits, turkey, even pollinators that are benefited by that type of planting.
Do you know, on average, how many landowners you work with in a given year?
We do roughly 5,000 to 6,000 landowner visits each year, and they control somewhere around 250,000 to 300,000 acres of property.
Okay, Bill, so if I have listeners out there that are interested in your services, first of all, walk us through the process of how they get in touch with you and kind of how that process plays out, and then is there a fee or anything, or do they have to qualify for those services in any way?
There is no fee, there's really no qualification for the service. But I'd encourage people to first look online at our website and get some ideas for some of the different habitat techniques that can be used for different kinds of wildlife. We have a bunch of how-to videos posted on YouTube that can help walk landowners through a process of establishing either grass or managing a forest or building a wetland. And if that piques their interest enough, we have like I say, around 50 staff scattered around the state. On our website, under your property, there's a link there that you can find out what staff of the Department of Conservation cover the county that your property is located in. Not only do we have private land services staff, but we also have foresters on staff that help landowners with forest management. We have our protection agents who also help private landowners, as well as fisheries and wildlife staff who provide services to landowners. So there's a myriad of the department staff are available for that.
Bill, when a landowner decides to take on a project like this, can you give us an estimate of how much they're going to need to spend in order to transform their land?
Well, it's just going to depend on what they want to do and how intensive they're wanting to do it. The cost varies so much between putting in a food plot versus doing some forest management or, like the Facebook post you saw, converting ground to something that's good for bobwhite quail or pollinators. So it varies quite a bit. You know, on average, we're probably looking at a couple hundred dollars per acre for something like that you saw on the Facebook post.
And, Bill, is your website the best way for them to get in touch with you?
That'd be the easiest and quickest way to find out who's available, who can help them in their home county. Otherwise, they can call a local conservation department office,